I knew the bass player for a while in this band, and the piano player, keys guy, Rob Clearfield, bass player's Patrick Mulcahy, and I just often will go and hear their shows, and I heard that they had a new band, and I went to hear them at Lily's, and I did hear that they are doing a version of the Messiaen, because I know that Rob is a huge Messiaen fan. He's reading books about Messiaen and just knows a lot about him and loves his music, and we had gotten together once to play the slow cello movement of the Quartet for the End of Time, because he was thinking also maybe of arranging it, and he wanted to play it. And he was working on the sixth movement, which is the one that we just mixed. And they were rehearsing it. They were learning it by heart. And he played a little bit for me on the piano, and he showed me how some of the harmonies are typical rock harmonies. And I thought that was really interesting, because it's just a very different kind of connection that he felt with the music, a very personal connection. And I think maybe a connection that somebody of his age, you know, just without any preconceived classical notions, would just hear that in the music. And maybe, you know, Messiaen's music, maybe the harmonies that he used are actually crossed over to rock music, you know. Or I guess people that play rock music have particular feelings about those particular harmonies. And I thought that was a really interesting connection. They always kept in touch with me whenever they were playing it again. And I always came to listen to them. And then they were just like, hey, you want to play this with us? You know? And I was like, sure. So then I started playing just the Messiaen with them. And at that point, they already had their version set up. So I was just joining them. So I didn't really change much from what they had in mind. And most of it is unison, so pretty much just the sound of the cello added a color that was super interesting. This is the kind of band that always like evolves. Like every time we played it, it's a little bit different, and we kind of all come up with an idea. So I think though, for the Messiaen, probably a lot or most of the ideas came from Rob, the piano player. So I was basically just hanging on because they're playing it by heart. And that took a while for me to learn this by heart. What's really interesting is that we played on Live from Studio One, WFMT with Ice. And I played a piece by Dai Fujikura, a solo cello piece. And it's quite rock out, so to speak. I slap on the cello and there's a lot of, it's very rhythmical and has a lot of mood changes, sudden mood changes, like very soft glissando and then suddenly very loud and like kind of percussive. And this piece is a great piece by a living composer, and it always goes over very well. And Jonathan, the drummer, heard it live on the radio, and he said, you know, you should bust that out in one of our concerts on your electric cello. That would be great. I mean, going to a rock concert, I think people are expecting to have an amazing experience, maybe an extreme experience in many ways. I mean, not everything has to be loud, you know. But the loud moments, the metal moments with guitar and rhythm and drums and so on, the feeling of that is similar to me, I think, from how I hear that moment in a Bruckner symphony. So that's just, I think maybe I'm influenced that way. And I'm just glad that I get a little opening to understanding different kinds of musics. It's exciting to me. I mean, I noticed in this genre that details are incredibly important. Like, because there is a lot of repetition, the way things change in the repetition is very important, and it's actually extremely detailed, and the form is really intricate. Somebody maybe not used to listening to this kind of music might think, oh, it's kind of repetitive. But I mean, our music is actually not repetitive at all, but let's say even like an indie rock song or something. I started understanding that a little better now, that just the buildup of timbres and little details of how it changes when it repeats, you know, it just makes a difference and it makes it sound so much better. People seeing me playing this band maybe made them more curious about going to the symphony. And sometimes it takes, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit of trust. Like, it takes a while sometimes to find an opening and understand something. I'm sure everybody has experienced that. Like, at first you're kind of like, oh, I don't know, you know, but you take a few other listens and suddenly it like opens up to you, and it's the most amazing thing you've ever heard. So I think that is important, that musicians are open-minded so that other people can see that you're open-minded, and they will probably then give you a break on what you do. They're like, well, geez, I heard her rock out on this concert. She's an awesome musician. I want to see why she loves that other kind of music. I think that's a good way to do it.